Hello and welcome back to the Retail Podcast. Today, I'm with Uncrowd, and some of you may know Richard from, I think it was during lockdown, where we did the first podcast episode. It is an absolute pleasure to see the success that you guys have had, and deservingly so, because there are so few people who talk about the path to purchase, shopping missions, and how you improve that for retailers as passionately and as accurately as you do.
Best place.
But for the people who don't know you, Richard, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves and maybe your journey to here?
So, I mean, I'm a retailer. I started when I was 15, 37 years ago now. And I've always loved a really simple question in retail, which is why Uncrowd exists, which is what makes a person choose that store instead of that store? What makes a person open your web page first or your app first or park at your end of town? What makes that happen? And we haven't had a metric that does that, explains that properly. I wrote a couple of books about retail. I've been very successful with Smart Retail, 4 editions, 22 languages. And for that, I thought we must build a metric as an academic exercise. And so I hunted down the world's best tools. And eventually we made a combination of kind of how do you create an unbiased experience data set across all retailers that would allow you as a retailer to see where you fit on that continual performance. But it was just an idea, and I put it out there, and people constantly came and said, this looks like a customer analytics business. So here we are 4 years later, but it is a customer analytics business, and it is the only customer analytics business that is able to do a very simple thing, which is essentially provide the causality of choice that NPS, Net Promoter System, lacks across all of your competitors. And that's what we do is if your target here, for example, we can actually show you through the same data set where Walmart are beating you and why, where you're ahead and why, where Amazon are beating your lunch and why. And that kind of equality of data is the big breakthrough. It's the same data we're assessing Walmart on that we're assessing you on at Target.
I'm really curious in terms of the event and the number of retailers you must have met in the last 2 years. Obviously, you must have had an academic approach to what the problem was that people were trying to solve. And I know you're quite passionate about the problem that NPS wasn't solving. Yeah. So with all of your engagements, what do you think retailers are doing right or wrong in terms of when they're coming to you saying, we want to do this better?
There's a couple of things that really come to mind. The first is, I think probably the first time ever in my modern part of my retail career, we're really seeing big retailers get back to this idea of anything I invest in, anything I do anywhere in the business must help me shift another box. It's got to help me sell something. It must be actionable. And that's brilliant because that discipline is something that means that as an industry, we get better and better at what we do. But the second thing that's happened is very specific to the last year. So we are in a slowdown. I don't think the slowdown is going to be as bad as some of us thought it would be last autumn, which is a positive. But we are in a slowdown. There's a little bit less money in the tills than there was last year. We've got customers and prospects coming to us, and I'm sure to other people as well, saying, look, we're taking physically fewer dollars in the till. My NPS and my CSAT and my customer effort scoring all tell me pretty much the same thing they told me last year. But I'm taking less money. Therefore, what I thought was the real story is not the real story, and I need to start again. And it's great for us because it means that, you know, those conversations begin and end with, well, you know, we can show you exactly where those dollars are going and how to pull them back and how to increase your market share in a diminishing market. That's really the key. That's the one number that matters. So the short answer to your question is I'm delighted to see that my colleagues and peers in retailers, again, have come back to that. It's not about vanity anymore. It's not about luxury. It's what puts more money in the till, what shifts boxes.
Yeah, I mean, there's 2 points there just to touch on. I've been blown away by the positive sentiment in the US economy. And there was a press analyst briefing yesterday. Again, positive sentiment. Today in the keynote, everyone agrees that it's going to get tight. I must admit, I thought there was going to be we're going to go over the edge. We'll see. But I'm seeing. In a recent LinkedIn post, she talked about data sets. And anonymized data sets from all of, I can't remember, you said like 100 plus?
One of the ones we've been talking about recently is mainstream apparel. in the UK, and we've ever so quietly gathered 1.1 million individual observations across the 18 most important retailers in their marketplace. We know more about those retailers right now and the experience they deliver than they know about themselves, and even more importantly, than they know about each other. Now, one of those 18 is our customer, and our customer is a really forward-thinking British retailer who has just delivered fabulous numbers over Christmas, who is already optimizing their plans to open more stores to double down on this success.
Yeah.
But that million plus observation points, each one of those is potentially actionable. What our software does, what our platform and our algorithm does, is rise to the surface, do these three things. These are the three things that will help you beat next quarter. These are the three things that will stop Matalan pulling away. And that's really critical, because that's very much about, if mainstream apparel is shrinking as a market, I need to increase my market share within it to not just stand still, but to progress. And we're a data source that tells you exactly how to do that. And that has a problem as well as an advantage.
No.
It can be so startling and so shocking that you almost step back from it and say, how can that possibly be the case? But what our platform then does, it unravels it underneath. But one point I'd really want to strengthen that you just made there is that optimism is really well-founded. And there's something that's happened that we've seen with pretty much all US and UK retailers we talk to, which is the pandemic caught people by surprise.
Yeah.
There were blocked IT and transformation projects. There were CIOs with great ideas who were frustrated by boards who wouldn't sign off the spends.
Yeah.
And then, of course, pandemic hit, and we were all caught with our trousers down. This time, the consistent line we've heard is, do you know what? Times might get tough, but now's the time to invest. Because if I don't invest, I'm definitely going to have a disaster.
Yeah.
That's different, and that's really refreshing.
Yeah. Again, Louis Vuitton keynote, that was exactly the point that they made. In 2008, they were one of the few organizations buying companies, investing in technology, and therefore they saw the accelerated growth post.
We did 6 months in Louis Vuitton's Paris-based accelerator last year. Fabulous program, but a real illustration of exactly what you said. They have 52 separate, they call them Maison, of course.
Yeah.
52 separate Maison within the business. Each one of those comes to that particular Louis Vuitton program and says, what are the cool things that can help us build better experiences and relationships with customers? It's so proactive, and it's a big part of their success.
Yeah.
Richard, as you know, I can talk to you forever. So if I don't know where I can find you, how do I get hold of Uncrowd? Where are you based, and what should I do next?
So we're active in the US and the UK and the Canadian marketplaces, and we are at uncrowd.uk. And you can find me on LinkedIn. I love to talk retail. And actually, even if you haven't got a problem we can solve, just talking about your business is something I get a great deal of pleasure from. So yeah, get in touch.
Brilliant. Thanks.